It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Bills tried to get some of that going. You can just see that the timing was really off. I'm thinking about there's a third down throw to Keon Coleman where they're trying to run that deep out and Keon rounds the break and Josh is high and wide in the ball. And you just kind of saw on those types of throws the lack of chemistry that Josh has with his targets right now. So just not a great matchup stylistically for the Bills based on the way that they're constructed. And I think that that's going to be the what they're going to get challenged with, you would think, moving forward until they can prove that they can beat that.
Joe Marino of the Locked On Bills podcast. We talk to him 7:30 on Wednesdays. Good morning, Jeremy and Joe. Quick trivia question for you. I'll give you $1. I'll give you $1.
$1.
You can tell me the last
New York, I don't want change, though. I don't want 4 quarters.
New York Jets head coach to finish his time with the Jets over 500.
My guess would be that that is going to be Rex Ryan.
Rex Ryan finished 479.
Really?
Under 500.
How about... actually, did... No, Todd Bowles didn't do it.
Todd Bowles finished 375 winning percentage.
No, that's bad. Is it going to be Parcells?
Parcells, 604. No.
There's one guy
since Parcells.
Oh, I think I know. Herm Edwards.
488.
Oh, close. Eric Mangini.
479.
Come on. How many other Jets coaches? Is this going to be like an interim, like 2-1?
It's not an interim. He was the coach for 1 year. It was his entire NFL coaching career.
And he
finished
500?
With the New York Jets above 500. It's a real tough get.
What in the world? 1 year as Jets coach.
And it was the only year he coached in the NFL.
And he was above 500.
As a head coach, yes. He's, yes.
Why is this person not getting a second opportunity?
You're not going to get it. It's a tough one.
What year? What's the year?
He's currently 80 years old.
What year did he coach the Jets?
2000.
Oh, I'm never getting that.
Right.
I'm 5. Belichick?
No.
No, Belichick was the coach for a day. Press conference.
He coached the Jets, and then he left and went to Virginia to coach the Cavaliers. It is Al Groh.
Never in a million years was I getting Al Groh.
Sal got it. Sal got it.
Al
the
Groh.
Last Jets coach to have a winning record was Al Groh. In 2000, a one-year stint. He probably left because, like, you know what? I got to get out of here before my record goes south. This is the Jets. Nobody ever gets out of here above 500.
Are they the worst franchise in NFL history?
Who's got the worst resume?
Yeah, are they the worst resume? They are a joke.
They have a pretty bad resume.
They have always been a joke. They have the longest drought, right?
They
have the same drought as the Sabres.
Yep.
Thank goodness for the Jets, or else the Sabres would all alone have the longest playoff drought in North American sports. The Jets, actually, technically, I think it is longer, because their playoff game in 2011 would have been in January, and the Sabres would have been in April. Like, especially my entire life, save 2 years in the middle where Rex beat the Patriots, right, in a playoff game.
With Mark Sanchez.
With Mark Sanchez. Like, that's it. They've been a laughingstock my entire life. Except for when I was like 3 years old when Parcells won 12 games, right?
Yep.
It's them, right? It's them, or maybe is it the Browns? The Browns are pretty
bad. The Browns have been pretty bad, but they've not. They were actually okay for a little while, and then they got Watson. That has gone the wrong way.
Now they're a joke again.
Jeremy and Joe, good morning. Happy Wednesday. Beautiful fall day out there. We're taking your calls. On this Bills-Jets matchup, you know, panic mode, whatever. What's the way through all this? One thing I noted, and I'm so, you know, we only get about 15 minutes with Joe. One thing I wanted to bring up was the Bills and their runs on first down, because I think we kind of have this, I don't know, this snake eating itself problem. That's probably not the right way to say it, but the Bills are running so much on first down. And if you do that so much like the Bills have, I think it was 20 of 26 against Houston. I know what you're thinking. You want them to pass more? Their passing offense is broken. Partially true. But when you run on first down all the time, as soon as you don't get a positive play with a run on first down, now it's second and 10, and good luck with your passing game that doesn't work. Like I know it's counterintuitive, but the Bills' passing game, which has been rough the last 2 weeks, before that, it was really good. It was the best EPA in the league.
Mm-hmm.
They were ripping it up against the Jags and the Dolphins and the Cardinals, and I wanted more passes because I felt like it's too run heavy. You're actually making your passing game bail you out on third downs, and you're asking a lot. And against these better defenses, this is where those screen passes to Curtis Samuel or Kincaid, those extension of the run play passes, teams are kind of keying on those, but well, you still got to find a way to get them to work.
Can I ask, they were in the first 3 weeks a great yak team. They were number one in the league in EPA by yak,
yep,
like gained by yards after catch. Who was doing it other than Shakir? Kincaid was pretty good at it.
Cook.
And Cook was pretty good at it.
Yep.
But Samuel's supposed to be a part of that group. And has the screen worked to him yet this year?
No. Not really.
Like, that is maybe, there's a lot going wrong with him. I mean, there is, I mean, maybe a bigger problem is down the field. He's supposed to be someone that does some for you down the field. But he also is supposed to be very good at catching a screen, making a guy miss, gaining a couple extra yards, getting more for you than Diggs did last year. Remember, that was a comment I made all summer, was those screen plays that they kept trying to funnel to Diggs that, I know we just saw him do it against the Bills on one play this past Sunday, but in general, Diggs is not very good at those plays. And Samuel is supposed to be great at them. And this season so far, it's not even close, right? They're not negative yardage sometimes. Yep. Last week, maybe it's the play design too, because when Samuel is getting the ball, it's not really going that well. He's not creating that much. And two, I still can't believe the number of times they tried to drop a screen pass or some sort of design play for Samuel last week, and the ball didn't even get to him. How often do you see that in the league, where a screen is designed to go somewhere, and the quarterback has to double clutch it and not throw it because he has seen within a 0.3 of a second that the play's been blown up? That's coordinator,
yeah,
more than, or maybe it's also the guy's blocking. I don't know.
Yeah.
But that's play design failing before the player even gets there to fail.
803-0550. Get some calls in here on the Jets, the Bills Jets. Are you already at panic? Is it, should we take a note from Mr. Aaron Rodgers? R-E-L-A-X. Relax. Joe's going to this game, by the way, too. What's your road record? What is your road record?
They have not won.
Okay, great. Thanks for that. Have I seen the Bills win on the road?
They're due.
Yes.
They're due for me to see them win on the road.
I saw them win in Miami on the road. The Sabres, I have seen win on the road. Okay.
What year, Miami?
Oh,
like long ago?
Chan, yeah.
Okay.
I've seen
Hey, they almost won the one time for me. Allen just slipped on a QB sneak.
Yeah.
Titans. They should have won that game. Wasn't my fault.
I've seen the Bills.
Field was slippery.
That whole stat, like E.J. Manuel lost games in three countries. I think I saw him lose games in all three countries. Right?
E.J. lost
He lost in countries? He lost in London. He lost in the
Canada.
U.S.
Oh, okay, Canada.
Did he lose
one.
In Canada?
Toronto? Did he lose
I
in Toronto?
I might not have been at that game. I did see the Bills lose to the Dolphins in Toronto.
I mean, he has to have that as a record, if that's true, doesn't it? How many NFL quarterbacks can say they've lost games in three different countries?
Rob in Connecticut. Hey, Rob, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jeremy. Good morning, Joe. By the way, I was actually at the Jets-Bills game, MetLife. 2021, I believe we won like 35-10. It was great. I was four rows from the end zone. It was an awesome game. So, good luck, Joe. And I know it's your first time there. Enjoy yourself.
Thank you.
Enjoy the experience of MetLife. But, you know, I heard you guys talking. I'm with Jeremy. If you ever go to Yankee Stadium, you will root for the Yankees. And I think Sal will convince you of that, too. I'm a Red Sox fan, and I went to a Yankee game to watch them play the Rays. And I rooted for the Yankees. And I'm rooting for the Yankees now because I do not like anybody from Kansas City. So with that, and I hope I wasn't the worst caller today. And I never want to be the worst caller.
Thanks, Rob.
No, you're good.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah, we're joking. Joe's going to maybe go to Yankees-Royals playoff game. And I told him.
I needed to get to a game five in the first place. So.
Sure, right. Like, you need if you're going to go, you should be just go and root for the Yankees. It's not a lifetime contract, you know. It's like a one-day contract. I'm going to have a good time, drink some beers. I think the bar's called Stan's, right, outside Yankee Stadium. I don't know. I went to the old Yankee Stadium, went to the new Yankee Stadium. I've been to see the Yankees twice. I also, well, I don't really hate them anymore. But I had a strong hatred for the Yankees, and I went and still rooted for them. Like, you know, whatever. Right. Like, it's just trying on a hat.
I feel like I'm going to feel good either way if I do this, because the furthest I would go, which I did say I would, if a Yankee big play happened, home run, whatever, and a Yankee fan turns around to high-five me, I will high-five them back. But on the flip side, if the game's not going well for them, if their season, by the way, that would be the end of their season.
Right, you're not going to be upset.
No, if they're losing, it's 5-0 Royals. It's the ninth inning, and everyone knows this is it. This is the end of their season. They're about to lose.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Lose to the Kansas City Royals. I think I'm going to be in that chair looking around feeling pretty good.
Sure.
Look at these fools.
You get the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. I will say, in terms of going to a game and being a neutral fan, I mean, when I was in my 20s, I went to 15 different baseball stadiums and I bought a shirt for every team. I used to have a Padres shirt. You know, bought a Padres shirt and watched the Padres. Bought a Giants shirt, watched the Giants. And there is definitely going to be an exception or two, right? Everybody's got a team. If a Bills fan goes to see Packers-Bears, you can jump into that atmosphere and say, like, let's go Pack or let's go Bears. Like, I get that. the same Bills fan, hey, I got free tickets to see the Patriots this week. You want to go? Like, sure, but you don't expect me to put a shirt on.
Right.
When I'm laying this out about how you should root for the Yankees, it's knowing that you don't have like a deep hatred for them.
No,
you just have a.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't really like
it's
them.
It's more of a fun, happy-go-lucky hatred.
You can get over that kind of stuff. You asked me if I would go see like UConn basketball. Whatever. You're not going to get me to put a UConn hat on my head ever. So
right.
There are levels to this. I would just say, as long as it's not the highest level of hatred.
Sure. Right.
Then
yeah, no, it's not that. It's not that.
As we look at highlights on the screen right now, ask me what I would do if I got tickets to see a Tom Brady game. Like, would I be there rooting for Brady?
Yeah, why is that happening, by the way? Because the headline says Jets fire head coach Robert Saleh, and I'm watching Brady to Gronk highlights.
I don't know. Maybe Jeff Albrick. He was with Todd Bowles in Tampa.
Yeah, who is Jeff Albrick?
What if Brady goes to New York as the coach?
That can't be what they're talking about, right?
You never know.
Jeff Albrick, he's been the Jets defensive coordinator since 2021. Before that, he was the Falcons defensive coordinator in 2020.
All right. Well, then I don't know why we're getting Brady highlights. Maybe it's because they're talking about old quarterbacks.
And how bad Rodgers has looked. Brady distorted for everybody quarterback aging. Every quarterback, even the legends, Rivers, Roethlisberger, Manning, both Mannings, they're all Breeze. They're done by 38. Rodgers is about to be 41. He is 3 years past the normal death certificate date of the Hall of Fame quarterbacks. Brady is not normal.
Yeah. Richie writes in, I'm going to the Cardinals-Bears game in November in Arizona. I want to wear Bill stuff, but I'm going with my girlfriend. She's a Cardinals fan because she's from there. Should I suck it up and wear a Cardinals shirt? Yes.
It's in Arizona?
It's Cardinals-Bears. If you want to represent the Bills, you can do that. What would I do? I would fully embrace, I'm going to a show today, and the show is Cardinals beat the Bears. So I would fully go in and be a big Cardinals fan.
I think I would only wear a Bills if I had like a black Bills hat or something like that. I would do that. I'm not wearing Cardinals stuff.
Whatever. You don't have to wear the gear. And wearing a Bills hat, hold on a second. Anybody that says they do that, same person that's like, I'd wear my Bills hat, is the person that will take a picture of a guy in a Cardinals jersey at a Bills-Patriots game and say, this guy came to the wrong game. You see a guy in that jersey or a woman in that jersey saying, like, well, are you wrong game? What are you doing here? These teams aren't playing.
Yeah.
Isn't it different, though, because of the national likability of the Bills?
It is kind of.
Oh, get out of here.
What?
No,
it's not.
The national likability of the Bills.
No, not
look at those maps where all the states are who they're rooting for.
The 506 maps?
No, not the 506 maps. No. The polls.
Were there elections? There were elections on who we're rooting for?
Yeah.
It is kind of the lamest joke at a tailgate of, oh, this guy's at the wrong game.
Right.
Packer jersey. What are you doing here? It's just so overplayed.
Let me look at the schedule this week. If you
Cardinals Bears, it's like the most random game you could go to.
If you could pick a game to go to for the atmosphere, for the experience, I mean, maybe it's the Thursday nighter, Seattle and San Francisco on Thursday night.
Okay,
would you root for? I don't know. What are we looking at? Like, I wouldn't. I wouldn't want to go to Philly and root for the Eagles. I don't like them. That's like your Yankees conversation. It's tough for me. I don't want to do that.
Yeah. You want to go to Panthers and Falcons?
I don't think so.
You don't want to go to Panthers, Falcons?
Cowboys might be tough, too. Like that one I could do. Cowboys.
How about Giants, Bengals? That's the night before. I'm already there. If I just decided, hey, guys, the Yankees aren't playing, so they got eliminated. So we're going to go to Giants, Bengals instead.
Yeah, you go over for the Giants. That'd be easy. It's especially, that even helps the Bills. Yeah, it's anti-Bengals. We hate the Bengals.
See, I don't like the Giants.
Why?
New York, you know, big market. They always think they're better than they are.
They got Dable. They got Malik Nabers. Like, you know.
They're kind of funny to laugh at, too. The Giants, right?
No. I don't know.
Not as funny as the Jets, but they're also kind of... Never mind. I don't know. I probably would be very neutral in that game.
Let's go to Tony and Kenmore. Hey, Tony.
Hey, morning, fellas. I don't know that there's a metric for this, so I might be asking you guys to just kind of go from the eye test, but... Man, I don't think I've ever been less confident in watching Josh extend plays than I am this year. So I'm just wondering if, along with some of the continuity in the play calls themselves, if we're not seeing a group that just has not found any sort of rhythm in off-script plays yet this year. Like, I'm watching Josh roll to the sidelines this year. And it was definitely evident this week without Shakir. The one play that sticks out where this you know, worked was the Shakir long ball in Baltimore. But, you know, this time I'm watching him roll against Houston and just, you know, throw the ball away. And I'm just thinking, you know, Davis was so good off script. And you know, even Dawson Knox, you know, you think about the touchdown when we blew Kansas City out that one time where he went off script and all of a sudden he's standing alone downfield. Is this team potentially struggling in that regard as well in the passing game to, you know, to your guys' eyes?
Maybe. Like the off script, who do you trust? I mean, the one, I guess there was the Ty Johnson play too, but the Shakir play. Watch Shakir in the Ravens game when Allen is about to go to the sidelines. Shakir knows his quarterback. I don't know that anybody else in the field does. I saw the dots on that play, and everybody is just kind of standing still or maybe finishing up the route they just ran. And Shakir sees what's happening. He sees Allen is scrambling out of the pocket. He knows his quarterback. So what does he do? He starts moving to an open spot.
But can I give
so
you...
He's the only Bills receiver on the field that is running to a new area.
He doesn't just go to an open spot. What does he do?
Well, he runs straight ahead. Down the field?
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
Josh is scrambling. What do? Run as far away from him as you can. That's what you should do.
Right.
Run as far away. Don't come back to the quarterback. He doesn't want that. He wants to throw down the field. So on that, one thing I wanted to look at. I'm at sumersports.com. Scramble percentage. This is something we watch a lot.
Yeah.
Sometimes scrambling can come from the offensive line's not holding up. The blitzes are getting through. The receivers aren't getting open. His scramble percentage by year. In 2020, Josh Allen's scramble percentage was 4.6%. That's how often he scrambled.
Yep. That's definitely, I remember that's the lowest one of his career.
Now, I'm pretty sure these are runs, not scramble and pass.
Right.
Right?
No, just runs. Just runs.
Yeah. Scramble percentage. These are just runs. And if we could find, like, I don't know, is there a,
I don't know how
is there
I'd
a
find
flushed
that.
From the pocket percentage? Yeah. But anyway, it was 4.7%. In 2021, Allen's scramble percentage was 6.4%.
Okay.
In 20, and again, we like it when he scrambles to some degree. Then it goes to 7.8 in 2022. Last year, scramble percentage, 7.4. This year, his scramble percentage, 10.8.
Yeah.
It's up.
10.8.
He's scrambling. And again, I think that's just runs.
I'm pretty sure it's just runs.
I wonder, the NFL pro, can you plug in Josh Allen passes where he throws from outside the pocket?
Yeah, let me try.
Because
maybe.
We'll see how many plays there are. He's moving a lot. He's rolling to the right a lot. And again, like sometimes those plays are great. But how much of their EPA is those kind of plays? Two of the best pass plays of the year are the throw to Ty Johnson, rolling to the right, scrambling, and the Shakir play you mentioned. So is he winning from the pocket less?
Well, that's where, like, I think Davis was a flawed player to me that was pretty good. Diggs was a great player. They were, I think, very good at this. They were very good at this. There were a lot of plays over the years where these guys knew what their quarterback wanted. They knew where to go, and Allen would complete a pass to them. And right now, I think you have one play that's evidence. Shakir knows what to do here. But really, the guy I think you're going to want to develop that with Allen is Coleman. Those off-script, work back to the football or work up the field. Like, Coleman's going to be the one that I would really guess is going to grow in this department, or you're going to want to see grow in this department.
803-0550 to join us. We'll get more of your calls on the other side. Join Nate Geary this Saturday at Consumers Beverages, 8505 Transit Road in East Amherst for a Heineken Silver event from 12 to 2. Stop by, register for a chance to win autographed local football memorabilia, and enjoy other giveaways from WGR. No purchase necessary. Heineken Silver, world-class light beer. See you this Saturday at Consumers Beverages in East Amherst.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.